Yay, it's a new day, time to wake up and get paid. What's going on, guys? You know what time it is. It's time to level up, man. It's your boy DeAndre. I'm back. Like, I never really left. I mean, I just started this thing, so where would I have gone? Other than, you know, making things happen in the dark, you know? But anyway, I just want to get into, you know, just the mindset of waking up and setting down goals, being realistic, and really tapping into your why. Right, let's dive into that. But before we do, let me ask y'all, how y'all feeling? Y'all feeling good? I mean, y'all blessed, right? I mean, you woke up, right? I mean, you woke up, God gave you the strength to get out of bed, right? You up, you brush your teeth. You probably laying on a couch right now, like, psh, I ain't got no plans right now. Or you at work, and you probably typing on the keyboard, and you probably bored out your mind. But it's all right, I'm about to bring that little flavor, that spice, and that motivation to keep you going, baby. Let's go. So, with that being said, it really comes down to, you know, why do you do what you do, right? Let's talk about that. Why do you get up out of bed, right? Why do you even stretch and roll over and tap your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, you know, and just say, hey, you know, it's time to wake up. Why even do it? Why even get out of bed? Do you even have a reason why? If you don't, I want to help you to develop that. I want you to bring forth that reason why you get out of bed and why you drive and go hard as you do. Okay? See, it really doesn't matter how small or insignificant things seem. Every single choice matters. And if you want a great life, you have to start with great choices, right? And the first choice is just getting your ass out of bed. The reason why. My reason why, just to get a little bit about myself. Again, I touched on it in the first little podcast. It's just like my family, my mother, you know, the people that look up to me, all the followers and people, influencers that I have are all around me. They actually push me to, you know, reach that new level, reach that success that I seek. And to bring that out in you guys, you really just have to take a step back from reality. Like, sometimes, you know, you might have to get off podcasts. You might have to get off Instagram, Facebook, you know, Twitter, LinkedIn, all those social media platforms. You might have to take a step back and just really sit down with yourself, by yourself, maybe with no music or with music, maybe with candles on, maybe with no candles on. But meditate, right? Ask yourself, is this worth it? Is this who I am meant to be? Can I do better? Will I do better? What's the consequences of me not taking this option, right? Who's looking up to me? Who's counting on me? Who's depending on me, right? Those are the key questions that you need to ask yourself when moving forward, when you do anything in life. Because at the end of the day, your happiness is everything. But if you don't have a reason why you grind or a reason why you do what you do, it's like, why are you even doing it? What's the point? But I want you guys to understand, when you're building that why, it should be a why that makes you cry, right? That's what I tell all my clientele, all my partners, everyone. I feel like the reason you have a why is because it's so powerful and touching that it brings so much value and it means so much to you that it's sentimental, and it makes you cry because you believe so much for it. You would do anything for it, right? So I want you to ask yourself, whether it's your mother, your little brother, your sister, your cousin, you know, your aunt, your grandmother, grandfather, whoever it is, whatever it may be, your pet, your dog, your uncle, it doesn't matter. What it matters is that you find the reason why you grind. And I'm here to help you bring that out, man. I want to help you bring that out so you can be great out here in these streets, all over your social media platforms, man. It's a lot of people out here that need that positive role, that positive aspect. And I feel as though everyone brings something to the table. I mean, everyone brings something to the table. And you think you might not be worth it. You feel like your little voice on this podcast is just like worthless. You feel like, you know, oh, I shouldn't do that, or that's not going to work. Don't put yourself down, man. Don't doubt yourself. Don't fear the consequences, man. Just really just dive into who you are, what you want to be, and just take that faith and really just jump out there. You know, jump with faith. Some people say step out on faith. I say jump with faith. You know, you want to jump with faith, like, ooh, I'm about to kill this. Like, ooh, I'm about to land this job. Ooh, I'm about to get that. Like, jump with faith. Don't just go out there just willy-nilly freestyling every day. You got to have a plan, baby. You got to put together a plan that's going to help you get from point A to point B, and not just get to point A to point B, but go there faster, go there smarter, and go there with a purpose, guys. That's what we're focusing on. Let's go. So it's very, very important, guys, that we understand why we do what we do. And to do that, you must first come up with the reason why you do what you do, right? Why do you grind? Why do you get out of bed? Why do you go to school? Why do you go to that job? Why are you listening to such and such? Like, it's all a motive. You got to have a motive behind everything. And it's important to bring it all together so you can actually reach newer heights, right? And what comes after discovering the reason why you grind and what you do it for is to really come up with an elaborate plan that's actually going to get you from point A to point B, right? And what I talked about before, getting from point A to point B, faster, smarter, and moving with a purpose, right? So what I recommend, and this is what I tell a lot of my clients that come and ask for advice, and we do meetings, and we do sit-downs, one-on-one. I do free consultations all the time. I feel like everybody deserves, you know, the opportunity to at least learn something before actually paying for something. You know, I don't feel like charging people up front. They've never even seen my work before. They never worked with me before. So I feel like I'm going to just give them a free little consolation, 15 minutes of my time, and boom, we can get straight into doing whatever they want to do. But what I tell them is when we first start off is to come up with an elaborate plan. And it really starts off by getting, whether, ladies, if you have a journal, fellas, if you have a calendar, right? It really just starts by on day one of the month, right? Let's just backtrack, because I know we about to end off November and coming in December 1st. So let's just say we backtrack to November 1st. You just started off this month, right? You ready to do it. You ready to got your plan down. You know why you're doing it. And you're discovering, all right, what do I need to do in order to retire my mom? What do I need to do in order to avoid this debt once I get out of college? What do I need to do for X, Y, and Z, right? So what you need to do is go on your calendar, ladies, in your journals, whatever you have, on your phone, iPads, whatever, and just jot down daily goals, right? They can be big goals, they can be small goals, but I need you to put a goal on the calendar, and I need you to be reliable. And every day that you wake up, I need you to look at your goals. And throughout the day, I need you to accomplish that shit. And by the end of the day, I need you to come back, look at your goals again, and check off what you accomplished. Now, while you're going throughout the day accomplishing all of these goals, there's going to be all kind of stuff happening, right? There's going to be like little twists and turns, but I need you to stay positive and I need to stay focused because a lot of people are counting on you, right? And it's not just, you know, necessarily you and your parents and friends. Like, there's people in the world that needs what you have to offer. And it's within you. Like, I know you guys are gifted. I know you guys are talented. And one reason how I know, just because you're listening to this and you made it to 3 minutes with me talking about this so far. Like, you got to be talented to listen to me, because I'll be like, man, this dude talking, what are you talking about? But no, in all seriousness, no. But you need to understand that you have a gift and a talent that can be displayed amongst like so many people. So many people need what you have, and you have the power to change so many lives. And why not, you know, invest in others by taking time to invest in yourself first? So it starts with you. So it starts with writing down those goals, accomplishing those goals every single day, staying on task, on time, on point, not being distracted by the BS that's going on, like with Kim Kardashian, with Colin Kaepernick, with LeBron, with you know, Beyonce, with Nicki Minaj, Cardi B. You know, all those are great people and great people to follow after as far as their modeling success. But my thing is with that, ladies and gentlemen, it's like, and it's really with fellas, and fellas, I hope you understand, it's like, you guys know the stats of all these famous people, but you have no stats of your own. Isn't that crazy? It's like you idolize all of these people that are great and famous, which is cool, but at the same time, you're great. You can be famous. You can be a celebrity. That can be you. While you spending all that time on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and you just liking stuff, and you just going scrolling through, and then you close your phone, right? Chill about 2 or 3 minutes. Open the app back up. Look, scroll some more, right? Close it. Talk to your boyfriend, girlfriend. Eat a little snack. Come back. Open. Like, you're wasting time. I mean, you can be out there accomplishing your dreams, your goals, and what you have set for your life to get you there a lot faster versus just wasting time, killing time, scrolling all day. But what I want to get at next in this upcoming episode is just the fact that I want you guys to focus on your why, your plan. And next, we're going to dive into taking action and how to build upon your foundation.